I was reminded by Spencer, my translator, that when I first came, he interpreted for me from the book of Genesis, chapter 13.
今天早上翻譯員 Spencer 就提醒我，係以前我係由第一次翻譯嘅時候，係喺所講嘅道係喺創世記第十三章。
And today, I'm preaching also from Genesis, but it's from chapter 30 to chapter 30, 25, verse 25 to chapter 31, verse 55.
而今天講到嘅經文就係亦都係創世記係30章25節到31章55節。
And so when he told me that, I was reflecting on what I was speaking in Genesis. Then I realized that passage was talking about the parting between Abraham and Lot.
而係思想到當時我係講創世記十三章嘅時候，講緊內容係關於亞伯蘭同埋羅德分開嘅事情。
And today I'm speaking about another parting.
而今日所講嘅亦都係分開嘅一個故事。
Laban, the father-in-law of Jacob, parted hands with Laban and his Jacob and his family.
而今天講嘅就係關於雅各係離開佢嘅舅父、佢嘅外父拉班。
And so I think it's God's own appropriate timing in that sense.
或許係真係神嘅一個好嘅時間嘅安排。
You know, I like to dedicate this morning's message to all my brothers and sisters, in particularly in this first service in CG.
係今天嘅講道經文係特別係為到三堂嘅所有嘅弟兄姊妹，特別係粵語部嘅弟兄姊妹。
As this is my last Sunday here officially with CG.
因為今天係我係最後一日喺華人恩典聖經教會入邊嘅一個主日崇拜。
And as the passage is very long, I'm not going to read it.
今天的經文很長，我不會宣讀。
And I hope that you are familiar with it. If not, you will read it yourself.
盼望若果你不是那麼熟悉這段經文的，那你就可以自己自行去閱讀。
And I'd like to start with this.
我是想這樣開始。
Have you ever found yourself caught in a bad relationship where you feel trapped and exploited?
你有冇試過喺自己係被困喺一段惡劣嘅關係入邊，係感到被困住、被利用呢？
Jacob was in such a relationship.
雅各就喺呢一種嘅關係入邊，
with his uncle and then father-in-law Laban.
就係與佢嘅舅父，就之後成為佢嘅岳父，就係拉班。
And his trouble did not start here, but his trouble start back home.
佢嘅掙扎其實唔喺呢度開始，而係喺佢嘅 家鄉開始。
It started with him stealing his brother's Esau's birthright.
佢由佢喺佢哥哥以掃身上偷走咗長子嘅名分開始。
And this prompted Esau to want to kill Jacob.
呢件事刺激到以掃係想殺咗雅各。
And so when Rebekah, their mother, heard about it, he told Jacob to flee to the uncle's house until his brother's anger subsides.
尼伯加就係雅各嘅媽媽，聽到嘅時候就告訴雅各去逃走到佢嘅舅父屋企嗰度，直到以掃嘅怒氣止息。Then
she went and persuade Isaac, her husband, to send Jacob away on the pretext for him to find a wife among Laban's daughters.
尼伯加就游說以撒去讓雅各去佢嘅哥哥尼伯加嘅哥哥嘅屋企嗰度，係一個藉口，係想係雅各去娶唔想雅各去娶一個迦南地嘅女子為妻。Because
she says she can't accept Jacob marrying a pagan woman, a Hittite woman.
因為尼伯加唔想雅各娶一個外族嘅人、客人嘅女子為妻。And
so that's how Jacob went to Laban's house.
因此雅各就去到拉班嘅家裏。And
when he went there, he fell in love at first sight with Laban's daughter Rachel.
雅各去到拉班嘅家嘅時候，就立刻與拉結係喜歡咗拉結啦。But
he was deceived into working 14 years for two of his daughters, 7 each.
但佢就被騙去為拉班工作14年，係每一個女兒係為佢工作7年。
And it was in such a relationship that we come to this passage today.
就係咁樣嘅情況底下，我哋嚟到今天嘅經文。
And we start with chapter 30, 25 to 43.
我们由30章25至40节
where in verses 25 to 36, we find that the story picks up here with Rachel giving birth to, or after giving birth to Joseph.
而25至36节那里就讲到这个故事就是拉结就是生了约瑟开始。
And although the scriptures does not tell us, probably Jacob had come to a point that he was so frustrated with Laban's exploitation with him that he decided to tell him in verse 26, I'm leaving for good.
雅各就受够了拉班对他的所作所为，因此就在26节就看到，就是雅各对拉班说，我要离开你了。
He says, give me my wives and children for whom I have served you, and I will be on my way. You know how much I work, how much work I've done for you.
第二十六节，请你把我服侍你所得的妻子和儿女给我，让我走。我怎样服侍你，你都知道。
And when Laban heard that, he tried to persuade Jacob to stay.
而拉班听到之后，就尝试游说雅各留低。
So his excuse or his reason was because he says, I learned from divination that God has greatly blessed me because of you coming into my household.
他的理由就是因为神的祝福由上头而来的祝福，所以让你来到我的家里。
And so to sweeten the deal, he says, I'll pay you if you would stay.
那就他提出一样的事，就是我会给工钱给你的，如果你肯留下的话。
And this is telling because it suggests to us that Laban may not have been paying or not paying him well enough that he is not happy.
咁呢个就显示咗一样嘢，就系拉班一直以来都冇俾工钱。
Even the two wives he had to work 7 years for each of them.
就算佢嘅雅各嘅两个妻子都系要为每一个妻子工作7年作为代价。
And so Jacob, hearing what Laban says, he told Laban, "There's only one thing I want."
而雅各咁样听到拉班咁讲嘅时候，佢就对拉班讲：我只系想要一样嘢。
Like every man, he wants to provide for his own family in verses 29 to 31.
就系每一个男人都想做嘅，就系29至31节讲到去容让雅各能够提供自己一家嘅生活。
He said that from now on, all speckled, spotted sheep and dark-colored lamb, and every spotted or speckled goat, they all that are born from now on, any animal born with all these defects or this category, they will become my wages.
绵羊中有斑有点的黑色的羔羊和有点有斑的山羊，呢啲出生嘅呢啲羊有咁嘅特质嘅，都会成为雅各嘅工资。
And in this way, in the future, there will be no quarrel between us.
而咁样到将来就系我哋两个中间就冇争拗。
What is mine? What is yours? There will be no such quarrel.
边啲系你嘅，边啲系我嘅，就唔需要再争拗。
And so Laban agreed.
而拉班就同意。
But Laban did something on that very day.
但拉班就喺嗰日就做咗一样嘢。
He separated all the strict or spotted female goats and dark-colored lamb from Jacob's flock.
他就将有纹有点的那些雌性的羊和黑的那些羊羔就从雅各的羊群中分开出来。
And placed them in his own son's care.
将那些羊就摆在拉班自己的儿子 的看顾底下。
In other words, he has no intention of fulfilling his promise.
換句話講，拉班係冇意圖係去履行佢自己嘅承諾。
And to remove all those animals is to prevent them mating with the flock that Jacob was caring for.
將嗰群動物分開嚟，就防止佢哋同雅各嘅羊群交配。
So that he do not have to pay him his wages.
以至到拉班唔使去付任何嘅工資俾雅各。
And to make sure that he succeeds, he says he puts a 3 days distance between his flock and Jacob's flocks.
让这件事肯定是可以成功，他就将自己的羊群和雅各的羊群分开3日的距离。
But the wonderful thing is you find that Jacob did not protest.
但是另一件事可以见到就是雅各是没有抗议。
He continued to do his work as usual.
他继续做他的工作生活。
Why?
为什么?
The reason is found in chapter 31 verse 8.
而个理由就是在31章第8节可以看到。
He said God had revealed to him that he will give Jacob his rightful wages.
是神会供给雅各他所应得的。
In other words, he don't trust his father-in-law to pay him, but he trusts God to pay him.
他不相信他的岳父会是给工资他，他是相信神会亲自供应给他。
You know, most people will be afraid to speak up against any kind of exploitation or injustices.
大部分人都不会敢于开声提出一些不公义的事或者是被利用的时候。
Especially if your boss, if the boss is your father-in-law.
尤其当你的 boss 就是自己的岳父。
Would you
你会不会
do that? None of us would dare to do that, right?
没人会这样去开声，是吗？
But unlike most people, Jacob did not trust man, but he trusts God.
雅各与大部分人不同，他是不信靠人，他是信靠神。
And so he spoke up by faith.
他是凭信开口讲出来。
And he did not let his fear stop him from saying what he needs to say.
他不容让畏惧去制止他讲出他所要讲的事。
But he still has a problem at hand.
但他仍然要面对一个问题。
Because Laban is not going to fulfill his promise.
因为拉班不会去履行他的承诺。
Jacob had a plan.
雅各是有个计划。
He knew first of all that the flocks would eventually gather at the watering troughs to drink.
他知道那些羊群是一定会是一起在一起去喝水。
So he took fresh branches from poplar.
他就将杨树、杏树、枫树的一些嫩的树枝，就将它的皮就刮走。
And if you know you have ever done that, you'll find that when you strip everything, you, to a point where.Everything is gone. You only find white strips on them.
当你系将嗰啲树皮刮走嘅时候，就剩翻一啲白嘅间条喺入边。
And people have a lot of explanation on this where all this kind of thing about the herbs and all those things. But actually, if you read carefully, he just stuck the peel branches in front of the watering troughs.
喺呢段嘅经文有好多唔同嘅解释，但系你可以见到经文写嘅就系佢将呢啲批咗皮嘅树枝就插喺水槽前面。
And that is just to block the animals from the sight of their sheep or of their shepherd.
个目的系将嗰啲嘅羊群系摆喺度，系匿埋咗，系让嗰啲嘅牧羊嘅人见唔到佢哋。
And so when mating season came and the flock gathered there to drink, they would also mate and be hidden by this strip of branches from their shepherd's sight.
当交配交配季节嚟到嘅时候，嗰啲羊群就嚟到水槽前面去饮水，并且系交配，就俾呢啲嘅有间条嘅树枝去遮挡。
Thus Jacob could have his wages.
因此雅各就能够得到佢嘅工资。
As his flock began to give birth to streaked, speckled, and spotted animals.
当佢自己嘅羊群开始去生一啲有点、有纹、有花斑嘅一啲嘅羊。
Not only that, his plan also involved that he only choose the stronger animal to mate with his flock.
唔单止系咁，佢亦都要确保净系啲强壮嘅嗰啲系能够与佢嘅嗰班嘅羊群去交配。
And so his flock came out stronger and healthier than Laban's flock.
因此雅各嘅羊群系强壮过、健康过拉班嘅嗰堆羊。
You know, Jacob's nickname is the schemer.
雅各嘅个名系一个嘅策划者。
And so you see his scheming coming out, right?
佢嘅策划，佢嘅奸诈就出嚟，系咪
？So what you going to, how are you going to wrestle with this? Because is Jacob being deceitful here?
我哋就去好难去解释啊。咁雅各嘅行为喺呢度系咪欺诈呢
？What do you think?
你谂呢
？Does it warrant him to do such a thing just because his father-in-law is not going to pay his wages?
佢嘅岳父唔俾佢工资，系咪就能够让佢可以系咁样做呢
？Do two wrong things make one right？
两个人错系咪等于其中一个就系啱呢
？Why couldn't he just trust God, since God had promised him that he will get his wages？
既然神已经应许佢会有佢嘅工资，雅各点解唔可以信靠神呢？
And God also told him, chapter 31, verse 3, that it is time for him to fulfill his vow to go back to his father's land.
神在31章第3節那裡也都告訴雅各，要回歸你祖你父的地方，去到親族那裡。
So does this mean that God allowed him to outsmart his father-in-law in this way?
是不是神就容許他這樣去用這樣的方法去致勝他的岳父呢？
You know, all these questions, we may not have may not have the answers to them.
呢啲嘅問題，我哋都冇答案。
But we know one thing.
但是我们知道一件事。
God gave him, or God did give him his wages at the end, as he promised.
神确实最后有给到神所应许的工资给雅各。
And so when we come to chapter 31, we find that Jacob make a drastic decision.
到31章的时候，我们见到雅各是做了一个很激烈的一个回应。
In chapter 30, 25 to 43, he was actually trying to save the relationship.
而在之前是看得到他是尝试过去挽救这段的关系。
And so he made that agreement, but then Laban broke the agreement. Then he comes to 31, he make the decision, there's no way this guy is going to change, I better leave.
因此他就跟拉班去想修和关系，但是拉班再一次的不履行他的承诺，到了31章的时候，他就去必须要去走了。
And so we find here that because of God's giving or prospering Jacob,Laban's son began to be concerned.
因为神对雅各是大大的祝福，而拉班的儿子就开始越来越忧虑。
Because Jacob's inheritance is growing, while theirs is shrinking.
雅各的产业越来越多，但是拉班他们那边的产业就越来越少。
And when Laban, his father-in-law, saw that Jacob was prospering, he too, his attitude towards him changed.
而拉班这个岳父就见到这样的情况，他的态度也都越改变。
But because Jacob believed God promised him,
但雅各是相信神的应许，
so he believed that what's happening is actually aligned with God's will.
因此现在所发生的事是符合与神的意志，旨意一致。
God in the dream that we will read later, thatGod wants him to fulfill his vow to him at battle that he made.
神其实是履行紧佢同埋神所履行紧雅各同神所喺伯特利所立嘅一个承诺。
And so he called Rachel and Leah, his two wives, to a family meeting.
佢就叫利亚同埋拉结系嚟到佢嘅面前。
And he told them this.
系告诉佢哋。
He says, I notice your father's attitude towards me changed.
我注意到你哋嘅爸爸嘅对我嘅态度改变咗。
When God began to prosper me.
当神施恩俾我嘅时候。
And he also charged their father for cheating him over 10 times.
佢亦都指控拉班系十次咁样去呃佢。
You know, one strike, two strikes, three strikes, you are out. But here 10 times, 10 strikes.
一次、兩次、三次犯規就會係出局，但係呢度係十次。
But he says God has revealed to me that He will pay me my rightful wages.
神係喺夢中係啟示俾我聽，係我係會得到工價。
So he told them in verses 8 to 9 what God revealed to him.
咁就喺第八至九節嘅時候講出神所啟示俾佢嘅。
He says, the speckled ones will be your wages, then all the flocks gave birth to speckled young. And if he says, the streaked ones will be your wages, then all the flocks bore streaked young. So God has taken away your father's livestock and has given them to me.
八至九节，他若说有点的归你做工价，羊群所生的都有点；他若说有民的归你做工价，羊群所生的都有民。这样神把你们父亲的息牲畜夺来赐给我了。
So he's not saying just God is, he's not, well, the text is not just telling us that God is, will keep his promise, but the text also tells us that God is fair and just.
神不单只是讲到他会履行他的承诺，而且是他是公平和公义的。
And he told them, and Jacob told them also that God has given him this dream through an angel.
雅各是告诉他们这个梦是一个天使给他。
That the reason he's doing all this for Jacob is because he saw how Laban treated him.
被雅各是因为是见得到他见得到拉班是怎样对待雅各。
And God also reminded him that you, Jacob, has made a vow to me at battle.
而神亦都向雅各重新提起雅各在伯特利与神所立的承诺。
And if we know the story in that vow, Jacob told God that if he provided for him, he will return to his father's house one day.
在那个承诺里面，雅各是承诺神，如果神供应他的话，他就会 回归到他父家那里。
And so in that dream, God told him, this is the time for you to do so.
在那个梦里面就告诉雅各，现在是这个时间去履行他的承诺。
You see, the whole alignment with God's will.
这个是与神的旨意是一致。
And in response, Rachel and Leah agreed.
作为回应，利亚同埋拉结就系同意。
Because they share the same sentiments of Jacob.
因为佢同雅各一样系感到同一样嘅感觉。
They felt exploited by their own father.
佢哋感到被自己嘅父亲利用。
They say that Laban treated them more like foreigners than daughters.
拉班对待佢哋似系当作外人多过当作女儿。
He sold them. They say she sold them for a profit and enjoyed the profit for himself.
佢哋话佢哋嘅父亲卖咗佢哋，系嗰啲嘅工钱系花喺佢自己身上。
Of course, we know that Jacob worked for them to become his bride.
我哋知道雅各系工作系以至到能够娶佢哋。
But you know, in a marriage, when the bride's dowry.Often is actually given back to the daughter.
但其實喺婚嫁入邊嗰個嘅女兒嘅嗰啲嘅嫁妝，其實通常都係俾翻出嚟。
But she kept it for himself.
但係佢係留俾自己。
So they felt exploited in that way in some ways.
喺呢個時間，佢哋就覺得係被利用。
So the wife says, since God prospered them with all this wealth, Jacob.Should obey the God who prospered him and return to his father's land.
因为神既然都已经供应咗俾雅各，咁雅各就应该履行佢嘅诺言，去回归佢父嘅家。
So with the support of his wife, Jacob took them and left Padan Aram for Canaan, his father's land.
有佢两个太太嘅支持，雅各就系带佢哋就离开巴旦亚兰，去到迦南地佢父亲嘅地方。
And we read also that before they left.Rachel went quietly and stole her father's household gods when he was shearing the sheep.
当他们离开之前，拉结就是偷偷地进入他父家的屋企入边偷了神像。
And on the other hand, Jacob left quietly with his family, not allowing Laban to say goodbye to his daughters and grandchildren.
而雅各亦都系带佢嘅屋企人系静静离开，就冇容让佢嘅岳父拉班去与佢嘅女儿同埋孙仔孙女道别。
We'll come back to this later on, but so he severed the tie based on what God has revealed to him, His will for him.
基于神对佢嘅启示、佢嘅旨意，佢就去切断呢个关系。
And he also had the support of his family.
佢亦都有佢家人嘅支持。
And so here I see a principle.
喺呢度我睇到一个原则。
That is, in making any kind of major decision,
就系喺作一个重大决定之前
，it must align with God's will for your life.
必须要与神嘅旨意系接轨。
It's not what I want and what I wish.
唔系我想要或者我希望有嘅。
But it is what God wants and what God wishes.
而是神希望你有的神的旨意。
And if it is aligned with God's will, God will make sure every step goes smoothly.
而与神的旨意一致的时候，神就会一步一步的去带领。
Starting with the support of your family.
由家人的支持开始。
And so how do you make your major decisions in life?
咁你係點樣喺作生命中重大嘅決定嘅呢
？Most people will just weigh the pros and cons。
大部分人會計算下正反兩邊。
But how many of us will stop and say, "What is God doing and leading me in this process?"
但有多少人係停下來去思想神究竟喺呢個過程係想係點樣呢嘅心意
？What does He want me to do？
佢希望我做啲乜嘢呢
？Because if it's aligned with God's will, you'll find that.Everything will fall into place.
因为当神与神的旨意一致的时候，所有嘢都会系凸凸陷，系啱啱好。
Eventually, everything will fall into place.
终结嚟讲，就会每一样嘢都安排得妥当。
Because from the time chapter 30 verse 25 to chapter 31, It's a matter of 6 years.
喺30章到31章呢个时候，大概有6年嘅时间。
That finally Jacob left Laban's house.
终于雅各系离开咗拉班嘅家。
So is God involved in the major decisions that we make in our life?
神系咪喺你嘅生命中嘅重大决定入边有参与呢？
Are your family members involved in it too?
你嘅家人有冇参与喺入边呢？
And I hope so that we can learn something here.
我希望都能够喺呢段嘅经文度学到一啲嘢。
And then in verses 22 to the last verse 55, we find that Laban, when he left, when Jacob left quietly, Laban only found out a little bit, a short while later.
22到55節之後，我哋睇得到拉班就喺之後發現雅各已經走咗。
And so by the time he realized it, to the time he caught up with him at Gilead, it was about 10 days, at least.
由拉班發現雅各走咗，到追上去追到雅各嘅時候，大概有最少十日嘅時間。
But the thing is that just before he caught up with Jacob, God spoke to him in a dream.
但當刚刚在追得上雅各之前，神就介入去俾一个梦拉班。
God told him not to say anything good or bad against Jacob.
神对拉班讲系唔可以与雅各说好说歹。
Verse 24
系第24節。
And so when Laban caught up, he asked Jacob why he left quietly without telling him.
当拉班追上嘅时候，拉班就问雅各点解佢要静静鸡走咗，唔讲俾佢听呢
？And the second question was why you stole my gods。
第二个问题就系点解你偷咗屋企嘅神像呢
？And so here we know that Laban does not worship the God of Isaac, Abraham, and Jacob。
咁我哋就喺呢度睇到拉班系并冇敬拜以撒、雅各嘅神。
And then he also told Jacob that you know that God.Intervened and God told him not to say anything good or bad to Jacob in verse 29.
而喺呢度亦都系神系告诉拉班系唔好对雅各说好说歹喺第29節嗰度。
He said, "If God did not intervene, I might do something bad against you."
拉班讲如果神冇介入嘅话，我原本可以去伤害你。
So it tells us that when Jacob set out, he was all out to harm Jacob.
当雅各偷走咗之后，拉班系计划原本去害雅各。
And so Jacob explained himself.
而雅各就系咁样讲。
He said, "I was afraid because I thought you would take your daughters away from me by force."
雅各话恐怕你把你女儿从我夺去，所以我逃跑。
So you can know that it is not only exploitation, but it is also a fear.Kind of relationship.
呢度唔单止睇到系个关系上面系被利用，而且系有种恐惧喺入边。
And he worked for him 20 years in total, and he knows this man well enough that he can do that.
雅各为拉班工作咗20年，就深清楚知道拉班系咁样嘅人。
And so, not knowing Rachel, his wife, has stolen her father's God, he added, he says, "If you find anyone who has your God, that person shall not live."
雅各唔知道佢嘅太太拉结系偷咗佢嘅神像，咁就讲：至于你的神像，你在谁那里搜出来，就不容谁存活。
You know, he passed the death sentence on his own wife, so to speak.
佢系将个死刑系带咗俾佢太太咁样讲。
And then he added that if Laban was to find anything that belongs to him, he can also take it all back.
如果拉班喺佢嘅帐篷入边揾到啲乜嘢嘅话，系属于佢自己嘅，佢可以攞翻。
And so Laban went around searching all his tents.
拉班就搜寻喺所有嘅帐篷入边搜索。
And when he came to Rachel's tent, Rachel was seated on a camel where she hid the idol under the saddle.
到拉结嘅帐篷嘅时候，拉结就坐喺嗰个骆驼上面嘅嗰个鞍上面。
And she said to her father, "Don't be angry, my lord, that I cannot stand up in your presence. I'm having my period."
拉结就咁对拉班讲：现在我身上不便，不能在你面前起来，求我主不要生气。
And so basically, he's telling his father, "Sorry, I know I'm for being disrespectful, by not you know, coming down and greet you and all those things. Is this my reason?
意思是我不能够下来，对不起，我不是不尊重你的，因为是我有我的原因。
So as a result, Laban did not find any idol or anything that belongs to him in the tents of Jacob or Rachel.
结果就是拉班不能够在那些帐篷里面，在拉结那里找到任何属于他的东
西。And so now the table is turned around by Jacob towards against his father-in-law.
現在雅各就扭轉了形勢，是去質問拉班。
You know, when he has nothing, found anything that that can accuse Jacob, Jacob turn around and says, "What did I do wrong then that you would hunt me down in this way?"
拉班找不到任何可以指控雅各的地方，雅各就去轉過來講：我有什麼過犯，有什麼罪惡，你竟這樣火速地追我？
He challenged him to show whatever he found.Whatever he had found, and let their relatives be the judge.
他挑戰拉班去將嗰啲嘅指控係去顯俾佢嘅親族睇，讓佢哋判定誰是誰非。
So the relatives will include Laban's daughter, grandchildren, and the people that his sons and the people that he brought along with him to pursue Jacob.
拉班的親族就包括那些是過來追雅各的那一班人，他的兒子們和利亞和拉結。
And then Jacob also now actually speak out about the charges that Laban, of Laban's exploitation.
雅各亦都是去講出他對拉班的指控。
In other words, these are the justified reason for why I'm doing what I'm doing.
这个是一个合理的理由去做一些他为什么我要做的事。
He says, in the last 20 years, I worked for you.
在过去20年来，我是为你工作。
I took good care of your animals.
我是好好地照顾你的羊群。
There were no miscarriages.
他们没有遇到流产的事。
Nor did you find any animal that I've taken as food for myself or my family.
我亦都冇偷嚟嗰啲羊作为自己嘅食物。
Even the animals that were killed by wild beasts and was lost, I worked long hours. And what is not said is that he worked long hours to repay off those dead animals.
有啲嘅丧失咗嘅或者俾野兽撕裂嘅嗰啲嘅羊，佢系去赔偿，佢系去做好长嘅工作嘅时间去赔偿。
And so he says, and for 14 years I worked for your two daughters.
我是有14年是为你两个女儿的缘故去工作。
And then 6 more years after we negotiated about my wages.
当我跟你是倾谈过谈判过关于工资的问题，去再多6年的工作。
20 years total.
20年总共。
But he says in the 20 years, 10 times you changed the terms of the agreement that we made.
但在这20年里面有10次去改过工资。
You know, do you have somebody who, when you actually make an agreement, and sometimes even write down on paper, and then they come back to you and they change everything?
有冇遇过啲人系同你立咗约之后，甚至乎白纸黑字写咗，但系之后翻转头佢又改晒
？And that's what Jacob is saying here.
呢个就系雅各喺呢度讲嘅说话。
And so it seems the reason he left without telling Laban was first of all because of the fear.
而雅各不辞而别的原因，首先是因为他的恐惧
，that he would take everything away from him，
惊拉班会将所有嘢从他手上夺去。
And this fear is not unfounded。
呢个恐惧并唔系无中生有。
It's because of the experience he had while working with this man。
呢个恐惧系由他为拉班工作嘅时候所遭遇嘅出嚟。
And fear and experiences can cause us also to do silly things。
恐惧和我们所受的遭遇会引致到我们去做一些愚蠢的事情。
Because what he did was also wrong.
因为雅各所做的事情都是错。
He left quietly without giving his father-in-law a chance to say farewell to his daughters and grandchildren.
他这样去不辞而别，去不让他岳父和他的女儿和他的孙子孙女去讲再见。
Even though Laban is such a character.
儘管拉班是這樣的一個人，
so it's not entirely Laban's fault.
因此並不是完全是拉班的錯。
Even though he contributed to the main problem.
雖然他是問題的大部分。
And Jacob's at the end of this, he says, if it wasn't the hand of God of Abraham and the fear of his father, he would be living here empty-handed.
阿各就讲到，如果唔系亚伯拉罕嘅神嘅手，同埋佢对佢自己父亲嘅敬畏，佢而家就会系空手而回。
What he's saying is that if God has not intervened and told you that, I would have nothing left to go home.
阿各所说嘅就系，如果唔系神嘅介入，我现在就空手而回家。
But he says God saw my hardship.
但佢讲到神见到佢嘅苦情。
And rebuke you and stop you from doing any harm to me.
责备拉班制止佢去加害于阿各。
And so when Laban heard that, understood that, he had nothing else to say.
当拉班听到明白咗，佢亦都无言以对。
Except still stubbornly insisting that all you have is all belonging to me in the first place.
只能够硬颈地坚持，所有你所拥有嘅嘢都系属于我嘅。
But he says, I resign to settle that difference.
但系佢愿意退落嚟去消除佢哋之间嘅分歧。
With a covenant.
去用一个约。
Set up a pillar of stones as our witness.
堆聚一堆嘅石头作为见证。
So Jacob had all the relatives to help set up that pillar of stones.
阿各就佢嘅家属就一齐去帮手去摆一堆嘅石头。
And interestingly, you'll find that Laban and Jacob has a different meaning to that pillar of stone.
而拉班同埋阿各对于嗰堆嘅石头系有唔同嘅意思。
Laban called it Jager Sahadutha, which means this heap is a witness between you and me today.
拉班就称嗰堆石头做伊加以撒哈杜他，就系今日这堆石头做你我中间的证据。
Jacob called it Galid, which also known as Pismo or Watchtower in English.
阿各就称嗰堆石头为加雷德，意思亦都称为米斯巴，意思就系守望台。
And this pillar is of stone is to stand as a witness of God's watch over them, that they will keep their promise to one another.
而呢堆嘅石头就代表着神嘅守望，系佢哋彼此必须要信守承诺。
And on Jacob's part, his promise was to not to mistreat Laban's daughter.
阿各嘅部分就系唔可以苦待拉班嘅女儿们。
And not to take other wives for himself when no one is around to stop him.
而亦都唔可以喺冇人见到咁样样系另娶其他女子为妻。
Particularly Laban himself.
尤其系拉班。
And if he breaks that promise, God will become his judge.
如果系冇履行呢个承诺，神就会系做佢哋嘅审判者。
While for Laban, if he ever crossed this line of the pile of the stones that separates them, and to go and seek and harm Jacob and kill him in his father's land, then God will be his judge.
而拉班嗰部分就系如果佢过咗呢堆石头嘅线去加害于雅各。 去杀咗佢喺佢父亲嘅地方嗰度，咁神就会去审判佢。
So Jacob there and then took an oath in the name of his father Isaac and make a sacrifice there.
阿各就咁样作出呢个承诺，系用以佢父亲嘅名、以撒嘅名去作呢个承诺，并且系献祭。
And he invited all the relatives to that to a meal from the sacrifice.
邀请嗰啲嘅亲属一齐嘅去食一个饭。
And they spend the night there together, and then they parted ways the next day.
亦都系一齐嘅过夜，然之后另外一日嘅朝早就去道别。
And so next morning, Laban was allowed to bid farewell to his grandchildren, and his daughters, and then he blessed them and sent them on their way before he returned home.
之后嗰日嘅朝早，拉班就系与佢嘅孙仔孙女同埋女儿们道别，亦都祝福佢哋，然之后回家。
So Jacob started off, sorry, Laban started off with that pursuit to harm Jacob, but ended up blessing them.
拉班本来系想追出去去杀雅各佢哋，但系结果佢哋系去拉班系祝福佢哋。
And this is only possible because God was involved in the process.
因为神系参与喺呢个过程入边，咁呢先至会可能。
And there is fear of God in the hearts of these people.
系嗰啲人嘅心入边系有敬畏神。
Even even Laban, who does not worship the God of Isaac,
縱使拉班佢唔係敬拜以撒嘅神，
but at least there was that basic fear of the God of Isaac.
但係最少佢係畏懼以撒嘅神。
And there was this peaceful separation.
係結果係有一個和平嘅分開。
And so praise God for the good ending.
感謝神有一個故事有個好嘅結局。
And so what do we learn from this whole story actually?
我哋從呢個故事可以學習到啲乜嘢呢？
We learn in this story that we will make mistakes in our relationship, especially the bad ones.
我哋會喺人際關係中犯錯，尤其喺嗰啲惡劣嘅關係入邊。
But if we allow God to be involved and each party has that fear of God in them, we will do the right thing.
如若果我哋容讓神嘅參與，而雙方都敬畏神嘅話，咁我哋就能夠做對嘅事情。
And we will have a good ending.
而我哋亦都有個好嘅結局。
And we also learn that there will be times when separation is inevitable.
我哋亦都學習到有時分開係無可避免。
And in those cases, you may have to go quietly.
喺嗰啲嘅情況，你可能就要安靜地離開。
But that decision must be aligned with God's will.
但呢個決定必須係與神嘅旨意一致。
And must have our family support.
亦都要有家人嘅支持。
And the goal is to go peacefully together, from one another.
個目的就係彼此和平地分開。
And there will be also time that you cannot even do all these things.
有時候甚至乎呢啲嘢都做唔到。
You need time to heal as well.
需要讓時間去醫治。
Because when Jacob left his father's land, he was not able to reconcile with Esau.
因為當雅各離開佢父家嘅時候，佢唔能夠同佢哥哥以掃去復和。
Because he stole Esau's birthright.
因为他偷了以扫的长子名分。
Now, 20 years later,
20年后,
while on his way back to his father's land, as we will read the story as it goes on afterward,
在这段经文之后会看得到他回归到他父家的路途中,
he met Esau on the way,
他在途中遇到以扫,
and they were able to reconcile,
他们能够复和,
as God was also involved in that process,
因为神是亦都在当中是介入参与。
Because there was the fear of God of the God of Isaac in their hearts as well.
因為喺佢哋心中有敬畏以撒嘅神。
So may God help us, Lord, to involve Him in our relationship, in our lives.
願神係參與喺我哋嘅人際關係當中，喺我哋生命當中。
The decision we make.
我哋嘅作決定。
And that we also must have that fear of God.In our hearts,
我哋亦都要喺我哋心中有敬畏神。
You know, you can allow God to be involved.
我哋要让神去参与。
But you may not have the fear of God in you.
有时我哋可以让神参与，但系系冇敬畏神嘅心。
Just like Laban,
好似拉班。
In the beginning, he had no fear of God until God confronted him in that dream.
开头佢唔畏惧神，但系喺拉班嘅梦中，神就去对。當面對質佢。
Because if he had a fear of God, he would not have treated Jacob in that way in the beginning.
因為一開始嘅時候，若果佢有敬畏神嘅心，佢就唔會咁樣對待雅各。
And he will give you help to deal wisely and fairly, so that you please him instead of shame him.
神會有讓你有智慧咁樣去處理一啲事情，係使到係能夠係去。去使佢討神嘅喜悅，而唔係使神蒙羞。
So may God help us.
願神幫助我們
to do the right thing.
去做對嘅事情
，so that we may glorify Him.
以致我哋能夠榮耀神。
Let's pray.
我哋一禱告。
天父，我哋感謝你嘅話語，我哋求你俾我哋你嘅聰明智慧，同有個敬畏你嘅心喺我哋嘅心入邊，使到我哋願意謙卑喺你嘅面前。俾你做我哋嘅主，带领我哋嘅生命生活喺呢个世上，奉主耶稣嘅名求，阿门。